Hi, this is the today is March 7th, isn't it?
Yes,
March 7th, 2012, and this is a meeting of the Pacifica National Board Programming Committee. My name is Ken Aaron. I'm acting as chair pro tem, and the meeting is convened at 5:56 p.m. Pacific Coast time. So right now we're going to do a roll call. Ken Aaron is here. Benito Diaz?
Present.
Okay. Ivan Alkheim.
Alsame.
Alsame. Okay. Ivan Alsame.
Present.
Oh, okay. Ankene Anfarum. Wesley Bethune.
Here.
Okay. Con Hallian. Luke Jones. Ali Lexa asked for an excused absence. Liana Lisa Lopez, Marjorie Murray, I believe she'd be off because we did have a local election. And Tony Norman, Henry Noor.
Here.
Okay. Laura Privins, George Ryder, did he ask for an excused absence too?
Cause he's, yes.
He's in Cuba.
He did, he's
Lawrence
in Cuba.
Lawrence Reyes.
Here.
Okay. Michael Smith. Alex Steinberg, Bernard.
He also, Alex also sent an email saying he couldn't show.
Okay, thank you. Bernard White and Afia Wangaza.
Here.
Okay, very good. So we have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, but I have a list of at least 18. So we'd need 9 or 10. So we're a little bit short of quorum, but we're going to go ahead. Because this actually would qualify as quorum because we haven't really set who the full committee members are. So we're going to go ahead with the meeting, and let's introduce each other going around, and we'll go in alphabetical order again. My name is Ken Aaron. I'm from KPFK in Los Angeles, and I'm currently on the Financial Recovery and Audit Task Force and the Finance Committee. And the tech committee, and now on the programming committee. My non-Pacifica background is mostly in computer application systems analysis, and I did do a bunch of cable access TV programs, and I have a website and so forth. And I've been on the PNB a year, so this is my second year as a director on the PNB. And I'm, just to full disclosure, all of my agenda is the mission statement and the improvement and expansion of the network. That's it. I don't really advocate for any other personal political agenda. I just want the network to expand and the mission statement to be fulfilled. Okay, thank you. Let's go to number two. We got Benito Diaz. Let's hear about you.
All right. Well, I'm on the I've been on this committee for 2 years, and I've been on the LSB, PFWSB. This is my third year, and I was the chair of the programming committee for the first 2 years, and I'm on that committee now. That's it for PFW. Basically, I'm a tenant organizer by profession, although I'm an unemployed worker by profession now. It seems like a profession. And so that's basically it.
Okay, thank you very much. Let's go to Ivan. Hello, Ivan. Could you give us a brief description of yourself?
Yes. Let's see. My name is very short. It's Ivan Alsame, and this is my third year with the LSB at Washington, D.C., and currently representing WPFW as a director on the PNB.
Okay, could you give us a little bit about your background that might be, might call on a specialty or expertise?
Background. Let's see. I am currently a PhD student at Howard University in intercultural communication. And that's my interest is conflict management, conflict resolution, and intercultural listening. That's it.
Very good. Thank you. Let's go to Wesley Bethune. Wesley, can you tell us your background, what station you're from?
Oh, I'm sorry, I was on mute. Yes, I'm Wesley Bethune from KPFT, delegate from KPFT, and I represent one of the largest yet most underrepresented groups in this country, a group that transcends all racial, political, cultural, and class lines. Yes, I'm talking about this nation's estimated 60 million unemployed comedians, but I'm also one of the smallest minorities. To my knowledge, I'm the only mature white heterosexual male in America that doesn't look pussy. But I didn't come here to talk about fornication, but about programming at Pacifica. I've learned a lot listening to KPFT. Did you know we're the only species that drinks the milk of another species even after we've been weaned? When I heard that, I had my dog and cat placed in a 12-step group, and I'm happy to report they're clean, serene, and lactose-free. And I no longer suffer from those sleepless nights worrying about whether my dog is getting enough cheese. Not to mention the peace of mind I get while whistling a snappy bluegrass medley as I'm passing the graveyard. And when we're all loaded into cattle cars headed to one of those new FEMA camps, we can all sing the blues together. Because really, isn't that what community radio is really all about?
Okay, thank you, Wesley. And
you're welcome.
You're from KPFT in Houston.
Correct.
Okay, so now we move on to Henry Knorr.
Hi, I'm Henry Knorr from Berkeley, KPFA. In my sixth and last year on the LSB, I used to be a technology journalist. A reporter and columnist for the San Francisco Chronicle until they fired me. Now I call myself retired. I'm a busy activist. It's my first time on the programming committee. I've been on the tech committee for several 7 years. I'm going to put my telephone mute in a second to avoid the dog barking. I guess that's enough. Thank you.
All right, thank you, Henry. And the next person is, excuse me for the delay, Lawrence Reyes.
Hi, good evening. My name is Lawrence Reyes. I'm with KPFK in Los Angeles. I'm an LSB member. I'm on various committees, outreach, programming oversight, and governance. My background as a worker is I'm a social worker, working with mental health, people with mental health issues. Let's see. My agenda is also, like Ken's, I'm about the mission statement. In particular, an area around addressing racial antagonisms, because I think that that's an issue that Pacifica has not addressed. So, you know, I want to just put that out front, that that's something that I care about a lot, and I will be advocating for those positions. In particular, that principle in the mission statement. What else I can say is I'm Puerto Rican and originally from New York, been in Los Angeles now for 20 years, and I know Ken very well. And that's about it. Thank you.
Okay, very good. Thank you, Lawrence. That completes everybody introducing himself who's here on the call. So I'm sorry. I apologize. I really apologize. Afia Wangaza.
Well, I'm also on the affiliate task force. I'm sorry.
Yeah, right. Afia. Oh, you're also on the affiliate task force. Okay, thank you, Lawrence. My apologies. Afia Wangaza.
No problem. I'm in my fifth and final year on the PNB. I'm the founding coordinator of the Malcolm X Center for Self-Determination and WMXP LP Community Radio. I am the secretary for the foundation and serve on the coordinating committee, affiliates task force, as an affiliate representative program committee, and it seems as there's one other thing that I can't think of. And my primary interest is ensuring that the program viewing Pacifica's mission, manifestation of its realization of its mission, is by providing progressive content to the world at this point, but certainly to this country, and maximizing the distribution of that content to and through affiliate stations, especially in light of the fact that most of us are small stations with minimal resources, and we affiliate with Pacifica because Pacifica has access to a quality of national and international programming that allows our local communities to not only realize their local community, but enhance that realization by the quality of programming education that comes from the more developed programming that Pacifica can make available to us. So that's my commitment, and that is I would also join in with Lawrence with regard to the racial diversity of programming, given the fact, certainly the declining numbers of African stations, and thus being able to maximize any opportunities that we have for having a voice on the dial. Thank you.
Okay, thank you, Afia. I'm going to step out of form a little bit here. Could I ask you to, just for all of our benefits, just give like a one-minute or two-minute explanation of the affiliates and their relationship, how that relates to programming, or which way it flows, from the station to the affiliates, from the affiliates to the station?
Unfortunately, there isn't any significant exchange between the affiliates and the sister stations, and that is one of the purposes for which the affiliates program and task force was created, or at least as is written up in the founding documents of the affiliates task force and program, and as is reflected in the bylaws of Pacifica. With the program called Sprouts, there is programming from the affiliates, which is made available to both sister stations and affiliates, and it's picked up by other affiliates. I'm not sure how much picking up the sister stations are in fact doing. So the bigger struggle, we meaning affiliates, access various technologies available through Pacifica, audio port, satellites. A big struggle that I've put up throughout my entire 5 years on the PMB, and it's finally coming to fruition, and that is the upgrading and enhancement of audio port and automation of audio port, so that we affiliates, small affiliates especially, are better able to use audio port and to access one another's programming and sister station programming through the use of audio port with our automated system, since we tend to be highly automated.
Okay.
on that, let me say, and on that basis, it becomes even more important that the Pacifica programming is diverse, so that we have a broader selection of programming from which to select, and our contributions are more readily accepted. So that again is another critical point, and it is a focus that I will be a point that I will be pursuing over the next 12 months.
Okay, very good. But in summary, I really would never do this, but just to punch it up, per the bylaws, Pacifica should be broadcasting some of the programs from the affiliate.
That's correct.
Okay. So it would be, it would fall under the providence of this committee.
I believe
that we should be taking a look to see if that's happening or not. I would think. Okay, very good. Okay, so we've gone through an introduction from everybody. I took that little brief thing to get the affiliate song in there. The next things we have on the agenda is a report of what happened at the last PNB meeting, then set a regular time and day for the meetings, and then start to set the agenda for the next meetings. So let's, you know, I don't know. We'll see how time is. We may be able to do a summary of last year's work this meeting. I think we can shove that in after we set the time and day for the regular meetings. And so as far as I recall, and Afia was the secretary, in the PNB meeting, there was no presentation of any of the motions coming out of any committee. But specifically, I know for sure, nothing got presented coming out of the program committee. I myself, in a dinner, had a discussion about it. You know, we discussed it, but nothing was presented on the floor from the programming committee. Is that correct, Afia? Is that the way you remember it?
Yes, it is.
Okay, so the report is the last PNB meeting did not address any of the motions or concerns of the programming committee. Does anybody want to comment on that? Who is that?
I have a question.
Yeah,
Benito.
Benito, go ahead.
Yeah, I just wanted to know, can you all explain why,
That was
it that you just didn't get to it on the agenda, or why is it that, and let me be clear, are you saying there were no proposals made from the programming committee or from no committee?
As I recall, I don't think we got to any committee work, and the reason was, we were wrapped up in other actions that were have a higher priority on the agenda. The in-person meeting is just a regular meeting. I mean, it's like our telephone meetings. It just happens to be in-person. It's got a lot more ceremony and ritual to it, but it's really the same agendas. And we try to do things that require that can be facilitated by in-person voting, rather than doing over the internet voting. So we can hold votes that are anonymous, and it's easy to do it when we're all sitting in the same room. It's much harder to implement that over the phone. But in any event, I don't recall we got a report from the ED, a report from the CFO, and then we had public comment, and we had a report and a report from the chair of the PNB, and a discussion from the council, a gentleman named Andy Gold. We had a report from our external auditor, a guy named Ross Wisdom, and that was the majority of what we'd done. And the rest of the stuff was done in closed executive session because it dealt with financial and personnel matters that we cannot make open to the public. So we didn't get to any committee reports or committee motions. But they are still on the agenda and will be addressed at some point in time, unless they
cannot be on the stack.
Yes, who is that?
Lawrence.
Lawrence, anybody else? Okay, Lawrence.
I just wanted to ask, how many hours was the PNB in the executive session, and is that did that impact the possibility of getting to committee reports and motions?
Yes, absolutely did. It was at least half the time, if not more.
Okay.
That's my estimate. And we met from, I think it was Friday afternoon, or Friday morning, I don't even remember now, through Monday afternoon. And it was very little fun and games. We went out to dinner twice, and the rest of the time we were meeting. And so, yeah, but the executive sessions are not something that anybody prefers to have. They just are required by the bylaws and the state codes on employment and legal issues that we're not allowed to discuss things in. It's sort of like this, Lawrence. If you were the executive director or you were the CFO and we were having a meeting to decide whether or not to keep you or to change your pay, you wouldn't want that held in public. And the people discussing it wouldn't want to have it held in public because they wouldn't want to have the ability to make statements. It is illegal to make public statements that might affect a person's employment. So we're just not allowed to do it.
Yeah, I kind
of understand
that.
That's an example. That's an example of what would go on in
right.
a closed session. Or if we're retaining an attorney and we want to say, oh, is he good or bad, and so forth.
And I know it's out of the purview of this committee, but budgetary matters and should be disclosed to the proprietors. Should be
I'm sorry, could you repeat that again? I didn't get it.
Budgetary matters and financial matters, if they don't have a stake in legal issues, then I don't see why they cannot be reported to the listeners and to the stakeholders and the proprietors of,
uh-huh.
of the foundation.
Yeah,
so,
I would agree. I mean, just a comment. You're right. It's outside of the purview of this committee, but the budgets are public and our financial statements are public. The only thing that should be discussed in private is things that have to do with negotiations, or as it says in the bylaws and it says in the California code, things which sensitive information which might interfere with contract negotiations.
I'm not disagreeing with that, Ken.
Yes, Sonia, you're absolutely right, and I can attest that we did not discuss regular financial information in closed session. Did not.
Okay.
And we normally don't, and we have people on the PNB and on the LSB who strongly object to it if we did. Because you're right. The only way to get honesty and integrity in an organization is to have transparency on the finances. You know, what are you spending the listeners' money on? You're absolutely right. Okay, anybody else on the stack about the PNB meetings? Okay, I would say on various committees, people start trying to find out what's a good time and date for the meetings, and then, you know, people say, well, I got my tennis tournament, my aunt's having a birthday party. I think this works for me. It's Wednesday. This is the second Wednesday of the month. So I'm just going to make this motion, and then we open it up to the queue, and people discuss it. So
Ken,
yes, I'm just making an arbitrary suggestion that we meet on just this day, the second.
Right, but before you do that, I wanted to clarify my agenda item because it wasn't that we set a date, but that we decide on a process for setting a date and time.
Oh, okay. Well, I would recommend that I'm going to make a motion anyhow that we meet on the second Wednesday of every month, and then we can open it up and you can object, you can make some other recommendation. But the main thing in setting up meetings is it's got to coordinate with all the other meetings that are listed on the Pacifica calendar. And there's only certain slots that are available.
Excuse me, Ken.
Okay, so let's 1 second, Benito. Let's go to the queue. We got Benito. Anybody else on who wants to talk about future meetings? Not yet? Okay, Benito, go ahead.
And question. Point of
Benito and Afia, go ahead.
Yeah, again, you know, I think, I don't mean harm, but I think that your motion is out of order.
Why is that?
Because the agenda item that I proposed is not what you read out. What
okay.
you're reading out is that we set a date and time for the meeting. That is not what I proposed.
Okay.
What I proposed was that we set decide on a process so that we can, for setting the date and time.
Okay.
I think that's a totally different thing.
I'll yield to that. Okay. Benito, so that's your item on the agenda. Go ahead. Start it.
Well, I mean, I was just going to propose that we send out an email, and I guess you would be the proper person to do that, asking everybody on the committee to state their availability, and given what you also said, Ken, that, you know, we have to select the dates that are available. So if we can, on the one hand, you know, have in one hand people's availability, and on the other hand have the available, or maybe what we can do is the other way around, is to send out a list of what dates are left available according to the PMB calendar, and then have people react saying what dates and times they are available based on that.
Okay, so what's your motion exactly?
My motion, okay, so I move that Ken, or let's say the Chair Pro Tem, send out an email listing the available date and times, the date and times that are available on the PMB calendar, and have people react stating what days and times are good for them, and we just select what's good for the, you know, what the majority can work with.
Okay.
I'm just concerned, in other words, not everybody is here, and we don't want to exclude anyone.
Okay.
So we have to ask people, when are they available?
Okay, very good. Is anybody on the stack about that motion? Anybody want to make a statement about
it? I'd like to.
Was that a fee?
But the motion got a second.
Okay. Are you seconding the motion?
No.
Oh, okay. Somebody's got their speakerphone on. Please turn it off or go on mute. Okay, so you're not seconding the motion. Do we have a second for the motion?
Oh, I know. I'd like to be on the stack. I'd like to.
Okay, that sounds like Lawrence.
Like
anybody else?
Point of order. I don't think that a small committee like this needs a second, do they?
That's Wesley. Yeah, that's correct. They don't need it, but still there was no second. So we've got Lawrence. Anybody else on the stack regarding setting the date and time? Okay, I'll go Lawrence and then Ken. Go ahead, Lawrence.
Oh, it's Athea and then Lawrence.
Okay, I'm sorry.
Yeah,
I thought you'd done. Athea, Lawrence, and then Ken. Go ahead, Athea.
Okay. The one of the problems is that the calendar fills up quickly because everybody's trying to set up their committee, get their date and time, working around the PMB's schedule and then the LSB's schedules. And so I would propose that we combine the two proposals, that we hold for the second Wednesday, assuming that that does not conflict with I think it does not conflict with the Personnel Committee, which has already taken a Wednesday. And then give notice to the rest of the committee members, such as they are, that is the date, and anyone having for whom it's a problem giving notice, they're giving notice and an alternative date, and see how many come back. Otherwise, we're going to wind up waiting around for responses while the calendar gets filled up. So my proposal is that we take the second Wednesday, I believe you said, Ken,
right,
and that the members of whom we are aware, notified of that date and time, with an opening for any difficulties that that they may have, and it of course would not be changed unless the majority of the respondents found it unacceptable.
Wesley on the stack.
Okay, but we have Lawrence, then Wesley. Oh, no, Lawrence, Ken, and Wesley. Go ahead, Lawrence.
Okay, I find Ophir's proposal friendly, and I also find Benito's proposal friendly. The only concern that I have, and I don't want to throw a wrench into the situation, the only concern I have is that we're making decisions to know this meetings, and I'm just wondering, maybe I'm a novice at this, but aren't we supposed to have quorum to do that?
Well, the situation is at this point in time, we have eight members right now, and I'm not certain. I had a list that I was able to find, but I'm not certain all these people are on the committee. I just have a list, and the committee is not set just because people want to be on it. So I have nine people, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, I'm sorry. I have three other people excused. So if those was everybody, that would be 10 people on a committee and 7 is quorum. As the committee gets larger, then the quorum would be higher. But at this point, the other people are just speculative. I don't know that they're on the committee. I just have names of people that might or might not want to be on it. In fact, one of them left over was Margie Murray, and she's not on the committee, I don't believe, because it's Allie and Lawrence, and that's – oh, maybe I'm wrong about that. Maybe Margie is.
Kenny is also on the committee.
Not on the
committee. Can I reclaim the floor real quick?
So I would say at this point in time, we do have quorum because we have a known 10 people who are either attended the meeting or asked for excused absence, and 7 are present. So let's
so,
two out.
If I can get the floor back real quick.
Ken, pardon me. Ken, then Wesley.
If I could get the floor back real quick. Can I get
who
the floor back real quick?
Okay, go ahead.
So in that case, I'd like to support and motivate the FIA's motion to combine your proposal, Benito's proposal, and her proposal as well to start scheduling a meeting. So.
Okay, very good. I've written up an email to that effect. Let me just read it. The PMB committee meetings. Okay, and it says, it's titled, Setting the Regular Date and Time for the 2012 Programming, PMB Programming Committee Meetings. And it says, the committee has initially selected the second Wednesday of the month at 5:30 p.m. Pacific, 8:30 p.m. Eastern Time for the regular meetings of the Programming Committee. Please confirm that you can attend or suggest an alternate date and time which is not yet taken by other PNB committees. That would be the email I would send to everybody.
Ken?
Yes, go ahead.
Yvonne and I, just to start out with, Yvonne and I could not do that the second Wednesday because that's our regular LSB meeting.
Okay.
And that's exactly why I didn't want to get into a particular date or time at this point.
Okay. Can you and Yvonne, what's the meeting at your station?
Our regular LSB meeting.
But there was none tonight?
No, the second
Wednesday.
What are we on now? What's today?
This is the first Wednesday.
Really?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
So then maybe
I'm sorry. I thought I was for sure today was the second Wednesday. It's the first Wednesday.
Yeah, because March 1st was Thursday.
Well, does the first Wednesday work for folks?
Yeah, well, okay. How about the first Wednesday?
That's fine for me.
Okay. All right. As I said, we got to start somewhere. So I changed the email to say the first Wednesday. So, I can't turn that off, can I? Wait a second. I can. Off.
Yeah, am I on the stack yet? I mean.
Yes. Now we're going to go on. So I'm just making a statement here. I'm changing that. The committee is initially selected the first Wednesday of the month. So now we go to Wesley.
Oh, I was going to point out that the third Tuesday is also available, as is the fourth Thursday on the KPFTX calendar.
Okay.
And, of course, all Fridays are open also. Since we didn't have a meeting last month, and this one has been ill-attended, a possible alternative to your email for the first Wednesday would be the third Tuesday, which is the 20th of this month, or the fourth Thursday, which is the 29th of this month.
Okay, so I'm going to put in at this time, 1 second. Thank you so much for that, Wesley. Let me just interrupt a second. Could you repeat those days, the third Tuesday?
Yes, third Tuesday, which is the 20th.
Well, it's the third Tuesday of every month.
Right.
And what's the other one?
Is the fourth Thursday.
Fourth Thursday. Okay, so I would add to this, just so I don't close the door or anything, please confirm that you can attend or suggest an alternate date and time which is not yet taken by other PMB committees. At this time, that includes the third Tuesday or the fourth Thursday of each month.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Well,
and who's next on the stack?
You.
Is
that Afia? Go ahead.
Yeah. I would take exception to Tuesdays and Thursdays because I have prior commitments and I would not be able to attend meetings on Tuesday and Thursday.
Okay.
Ken.
Yeah, so who's everybody who wants
stack
to go on
Lawrence.
The stack, just state your name and I'll put you on the stack. So who's
Lawrence.
That?
Benito.
Can I ask anybody else?
Lawrence.
Okay, Lawrence, go ahead.
I think Benito said, was
here. Go ahead, man. That's okay.
Okay. I would have to object to Tuesday and Thursdays as well because that's those are the days that I work late.
Okay, so we already got two people who object. And Benito.
Yeah, I also had a problem with the always I have a problem with the third Tuesday this particular month, with the fourth Thursday, although normally that would be open for me.
Okay, so, well, we have three members already that we know can't do the third Tuesday or fourth Thursday. So so that would go against Wesley's motion of including those two dates, but I can still say please confirm that you can attend on or suggest any alternate date and time which is not yet taken by other PND committees, except, now we say except the third Tuesday, but not. But except the third Tuesday and the fourth Thursday, which is not acceptable to several members. I don't know, something like that. Okay.
Yeah,
who's
Ken.
Anybody else on the queue? Okay,
Ken.
So who is that?
Benito.
Benito, just say your name, please.
Yeah, okay. I'm sorry. Yvonne and I also have the LSB Programming Committee meeting that meets on the third Wednesday. But that was number one. But I wanted to suggest, because the wording of your motion says that for people to suggest alternative date times that are not already taken up on the PMB calendar, it might be helpful if you listed what those dates might be.
Well, if you send it to me, I'll list it. But I don't want to do the extra work because I'm on five committees. I mean, the thing is, there's always...
Yeah, I don't know how to do that. That's why I was asking for somebody to not you necessarily, but for us collectively to produce that list. Because I don't know how to do that. I don't know how to access...
All you got to do is go to kpftx.org, and I'll put the link in there to the calendar. That's better. Because that way it's not what I say, it's what's on that list.
Yeah, what's on the calendar. Well, that would be helpful.
Okay. So, okay, very good. Anybody else on the queue? Any objection to going forward with that, sending out an email? So we've tentatively got our initial target on the first Wednesday of the month, and we're sending out an email to everybody to say, can they attend? And if not, suggest an alternative date, which isn't already taken, and here's a link to the calendar. But we've already excluded the third Tuesday and fourth Thursday. So I will send that email out.
And the third Wednesday.
And the third Wednesday, huh? Okay. See, this is what happens with this stuff. Third Wednesday. It's always like, you know, well, that's when I take my mother to the park. Okay. Third Wednesday. Okay. Wednesday. It's very important to know how to spell Wednesdays. Okay. So is there any objection to that? 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8? Nope. Good. It's passed. So back to the agenda. We've set the regular time. A summary, well, I think I'd rather set the agenda for next meeting, and then, because if we get into a summary of what happened last year, that would be more open-ended and people might drop off. Let's take a look at what we wanted to have on the agenda for next meeting, which at this time is going to be the first Wednesday of April. So I had sent out items, but I want to open this up. Let's go on a queue. This is what are the substantive, you know, of course we're going to do minutes and all of that, but what, and maybe elect an officer. But what are the substantive elements that we want to discuss or deal with in the next meeting? Anybody on a queue for that?
Ken Benito.
No, I'm on the queue,
Benito,
but not for that.
I'm sorry, who is that?
Lawrence, I got a question.
All right. Is it a point of information, Lawrence?
Yeah, sort of, yeah.
Go ahead.
Is there any way we could set this for time certain right now? In terms of ending,
that's a good motion. That's a good motion. It's 20-7 in L.A. That makes it 20-10 in New York. I would say I would make a recommendation that the time certain is 7:15 maximum, which is 10:15 in New York. Is that agreeable? Any objection?
Yeah, I got a committee meeting at 7:30, so yeah, that's agreeable to me.
Anybody else? Okay, so we're going to end this meeting in about 35 minutes. We've just set that. Somebody requested it. We set it. Okay, now let's talk about the agenda for the next meeting. We have Benito. Anybody else? No?
Okay, Wesley.
Benito. Wesley. Benito and Wesley. Okay, go ahead, Benito.
Okay, so I would basically just say to do the summary of what the committee worked on last year. And then to begin a clarification and a reconsideration of the three motions that we, and let's say basically follow up on the three motions that we proposed to the PMB meeting a couple of weeks back.
All right. Anybody else?
Okay.
So Benito's saying we put on a summary and then rework the motions from last year.
For implementation purposes, right?
No. They have
no, it's to reconsideration. I think we need to clarify, number one, the wording of the motions, so the final wording of the motions, number one. Number two, I think that we need to reconsider some of the concepts based on, you know, stuff that has gone on since then. And I also got from Wesley at the beginning of this conversation here that there's some resistance or, you know, people have problems with maybe some of the elements of the programming council proposal anyway. So I think we should listen to what those are and maybe tweak, you know, our proposal.
Okay, very good. I'm going to interrupt a second. Benito, please restate what these three things are we're going to look at.
Oh, okay, I'm
sorry.
Program
councils.
The program council, Spanish language programming, and national programming.
Okay.
National special events programming, something like that it's called.
National programming, okay.
Or special event, national special events, I think it is.
Yeah.
Lawrence,
okay, but Lawrence, we got Wesley and then Lawrence. And but before we go, the other people on this call, please, I'm going to ask you to participate a little bit more. If there's something you want, we're right now we're working on what we're going to have on the agenda in the next meeting. So please contribute, you know, butt in, say something. So let's go to Wesley and then Lawrence.
Well, now that Benito's spoken, I have nothing left to say. He said exactly what I was going to say.
Thank you.
Oh, thank you.
Let's go to Lawrence.
Okay, I don't know if I understood Benito completely, but are we going to get the original motions and then the motions that you are proposing to get reworded as they are reworded, in particular the Spanish language programming motion?
Okay, hold it, Benito. Lawrence, he's not a motion. A Spanish language motion was already passed in September of 2011. Okay, the program committee has apparently been working on a revision. That's what he's saying should be reevaluated, not the original motion that passed, but the revision. So he's calling to
okay,
put it
well,
on the agenda
to reevaluate. It's going to be difficult for me. It's going to be difficult for me to make a decision based on. Something that's new and revised without getting the original first. So
right.
Is,
we've got
is
to
it
make
possible
sure.
to get that original?
Right. That's you know, completely logical. I think we can ask George. In fact, I'll volunteer to ask George to send everyone on this committee a copy of what he submitted to the PMB at that meeting.
Okay.
If that makes sense.
Okay. Anybody else? So at this point in time, we have a summary of last year's work and a reconsideration of program council, Spanish language modification, and national programming. Anybody else have anything for the agenda?
This is Henry.
Go ahead.
Okay. Two things. One is, if I understand you, there are two items about Spanish language programming that I think we should see. One is something that was passed by the PMB in September, and the other is something that was submitted more recently by the 2011 Programming Committee. Is that correct?
That's correct.
And then somehow, I don't know whether George is the right person, but somebody should provide us with both of those documents. I just want.
Right.
Okay. Good. Very appropriate.
Yeah, I want to see both documents, both the PMB resolution that was passed in September about Spanish language programming and the proposal that came from last year's programming committee.
Right.
Okay.
Just asking for two documents, that's all.
Right.
Understood.
But I have one other suggestion, if I can still hold the floor for a second. I'm not sure how we need to – We don't even necessarily need to do it for this meeting, but if the national programming resolution was about specifically about special programming, as I just heard, then I would like at some point to take up the question of possible non-special national programming.
Is this Henry speaking?
It is still, yes.
Okay, great. Okay, so let's say you want to talk about national, not special, but national regular.
Yeah,
like
I want to talk
kind
about
of nation network branding program.
Yeah, I mean, I know there's controversy and there's different feelings and there's resource constraints, but I would love to see there be a national evening news program, and so I would like at least like to bat that around a little bit and see what issues that might raise. But it doesn't have to be for this meeting, but I want to get it on.
Okay, let's add that to the agenda. I'm just going to make a comment there. Well, before I do, anybody else on the queue for next agenda for next meeting? Okay, so it's Ken on the agenda, on the queue. And I just want to say that the PNB and the management approved a recovery plan, which mentions, I'm not going to take the time to pull it up because I'll stop talking now. It mentions national programming and national branding and or syndication of programs. So it's appropriate to put it on the agenda because it's a question for the programming committee, not necessarily to invent it, but to consider what the guidelines would be and, maybe consider, is it mandatory that it gets aired? Is it mandatory that it rotates through the stations? Does it, and so forth and so on. Currently, we have interstation syndication. Mitch Jeserich's show, Letters in Politics, is played in New York. It originates in KPFA in Berkeley. It's played in New York and Los Angeles. Background Briefing originates in L.A. It's played in New York. Uprising, I believe, is played in Berkeley and New York, and it comes from Los Angeles. So we have some interstation syndication. And we
also
KPFT. And there's others. And we have done one or two national programming events, one about Fukushima and another one, I think, on Black History Month. It's just that I have a bad memory and I'm not looking at stuff. So we have done it, and it's just a question of doing more. In fact, in the recovery program is an item to hire somebody to produce national programming. Development. So that I support having that on the agenda about national programming, and at some point when we're done with the stack, I want to advocate for putting the items I wanted into the agenda for next program or next meeting. Who was that?
I'll forget it.
I didn't get it. Who is that? Is that
Harry?
I
have to be on the stack, but I'll pass.
Oh, all right. So I'll just review this, and then I'll motivate the ones I want added. And I don't want to stuff the agenda either. So we're talking about the substantive issues in the next meeting. Is a summary of work done by the Programming Committee in 2011 and reconsider the motion from 2011 for program councils and Spanish language programming modification and national special programming. And
was clarified.
And to consider national regular programming, network-wide programming. And those are the things that are on the agenda at this time, in addition to roll call and minutes and stuff. And somebody else said something there?
Benito.
Benito, this is adding to the agenda. Go ahead, Benito.
Well, I didn't exactly want to add. I just wanted to clarify that my proposal was that with regard to those three proposals, that what I'm asking us to do is to, number one, clarify what we actually decided, and number two, follow up on it and possibly reconsider some of the details in those three proposals.
Okay, very good. I didn't say that exactly, but I understand your intent.
Yeah.
It is not necessarily to rework. Review and rework if necessary.
I wanted to propose, based on what you said, Ken, you were saying that the PMB and management have made certain programming decisions lately. Maybe if you could send them out to us so that we could have that before the meeting.
Sure, I will.
Thanks.
Okay, anything else on the agenda for next meeting? Okay, I'm going to bring up. Go ahead. Who is
that? That has to be on the stack. I don't know if it's appropriate right now.
I'm sorry, is that Lawrence?
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Okay. I like to support
what Benito just requested. In addition, I'd like to ask you, since you negotiated or were part of this proposal, is it also budgeted?
What you referring to?
The national programming proposal.
The position of the national, I'd have to look at the most final copy. I don't mind admitting publicly I advocated that the budget should be adjusted to accommodate the cost of that personnel. So I don't know if that actually got into the final plan or not. I'd have to go back and look at it. But there are statements there about the financing of the position. It is not ignored. I'd have to go back and
read. And you don't know how much?
I don't know. I know if you hire somebody, the salary is commensurate with their experience. So I don't know that there's any salary listed in the recovery plan. But whatever information is available, you will see with your own eyes when I distribute it. If you want to hold on, I'll get it right now. Just give me a
moment. And you're going to send it out there?
Yeah, it's not confidential. It was distributed to all the LSB members, so you already have it.
We didn't get that.
No.
I haven't gotten it.
I distributed it to the KPFK LSB.
Oh.
I can't. I didn't get it. So if you could please send it to me again.
Yeah. Let me see if I have it here. Oh, I know why I don't have it, because it's a PDF file. So just give me a moment, and I'll see. It's going to be in the recovery plan. And that's under FRAP, and then it's under recovery plan. And let me find the latest and greatest.
Is that the draft that you just sent out today, Ken?
I didn't send out a draft.
Okay.
I apparently do not have the final version in my file, so I will send you the one. Oh, wait a second. I will send you the one that was distributed to the LSB. As I said, if I start looking for it, give me another 35, 40 seconds. Let me see if I can find it. Because I sent it, and let's see if I can find it by the word of recovery. Did it pop up last week? Here we go. I got it. And specifically, we're talking about national programming. Let's try the word program. See what it comes up with. Well, it's here. It says, I'm just reading a paragraph that I found. By running series-based national programming, Pacifica can nationally highlight an abundance of local talent. We strengthen the network by exposing our talent to national audiences, and so forth and so on. And here, the person, a national staff person whose responsibilities will include producing at least six and as many as 10 Pacifica-branded special programs on the timely issues, using in-network and donated broadcast resources. This person will be responsible, and the goal, and the projected income, and I'm trying to see where it says, somewhere in here, I think it had the wording of the position will be filled commensurate with, the salary will be commensurate with experience. And, I'm trying to see. Oh, here it is. This position will have measurable goals for financial success, and continuation of the position will be contingent on reaching those goals. So that means these goals are set out for how much that position is supposed to increase our income, and the position is contingent on the achievement of those goals. In other words, if the person doesn't make that much added income, the position will be vacated. And there may be something else in here about how they're going to determine how much to pay them, but I don't want to take the time to search for that. So I will make sure that this recovery plan goes out to all of the members in this meeting. that I'm, at least the ones I'm sure, the 10 people who I know are part of the committee. And I'll send another copy to Lawrence anyhow. So
thank you.
Actually,
and
I'll
look for the one you sent me.
Yeah,
appreciate it.
I'll send it. I don't know why you didn't get it. But, okay, so we're done on that. So now I want to get back to what I wanted to add on the agenda myself. I sent you, this is a thing that came out of the Financial Recovery and Audit Task Force. I've sent you a copy of it, and it's an Excel spreadsheet, and it's called Program Analysis Survey or something like that. And the point is this, that the LSBs and the Pacifica Board is responsible for monitoring the program that's broadcast over the air, that it comports with the mission statement. And what tends to happen is people dive into a subjective evaluation of the programming. Like, oh, he does a good job, this program's really nice because they talk to lots of people, or I like what they do. All of these subjective realities. But if I talk to program directors in most of the stations or general managers, they can't tell me what's on the air, like how many hours of music, what kind of music, how many hours of public affairs programming, and what are these affairs, or how many hours on what kind of subjects. So I made up this spreadsheet, and I emailed it to all of you, which is an Excel spreadsheet with drop-downs that makes it very easy. It's made as a draft for KPFK. I filled it in. That's probably what you were referring to, Lawrence. I filled it in with the programming.
Yeah, that's what I saw. Yeah, I got
that's
that.
What I filled in, the programming I was aware of. So I want to know where that program is produced. I want to know objective reality on the programs to get an inventory. Where is the program produced? How many hours is it? How often is it broadcast? Or whatever other questions. Let me see. Put this up. Let me just get this a second. And oh, that didn't do it. Recent programming committee. Oh, there it is. And number of volunteers, time slot, length of show, days aired, frequency, what kind of a show is it? Was it music or is it a nutritional Gary Null type program, or what's the format? The broadcast type and the format is different because pre-recorded live news and interview, pre-recorded call-in, that's the format. The topic is the broadcast type, music, ethnic, cultural, religious, and then the language, because some of our programs at KBFK are straight Spanish language, and so the rest, hopefully, some form of English. And then whether the host is paid or unpaid, the host, the producer, the board op, and if there are any grants, and the nature of those grants, and how long it's been on the air. Now, these are all objective factors. And after that, I would push for starting to get more objective factors on the topics, like how many people of what background have you interviewed. Like, I know one show in L.A., where the producer only talks to men over 50 who worked in a certain field of intelligence. And, you know, we had to bang them over the head to say, could you please talk to a non-white, I'm sorry, white men over 50. Could you please get somebody else on the show who comes from another country? How about India? How about a woman? How about somebody from the peace movement or something else outside of just the military? The same problems we saw in CNN or MSNBC of a prejudicial, limited category of population that's being discussed. Now, as long as you get an objective evaluation of that, I think that's beneficial. Then you can then talk with the programmer, and then the program director can start to say, you know, the scope of the, let's say, music. The scope of musicians you're playing are in this very narrow span here, and we think you should broaden your scope and have younger people or bigger orchestras or non-percussion or something. But we'll just to start get us objective evaluations. But before we go there, I just want to get this stuff, because this is very critical to me. who's getting paid, where is the show produced, what kind of program is it. Then I can go and say, we do this many hours of music, this many hours of spiritual, this many hours of public affairs, this many hours in English. So I want to start to do that. And there's the spreadsheet. But the big I'm really talking a lot because I got somebody to listen to me. The big problem with getting this done, and that's what I want to open up to the committee on an agenda item, is who is going to populate this data. Hopefully, we could maybe get the local program committees to do it, or my other alternative is to have the programmers originate the information, which is, I think, the most proper thing. Anyhow, I'm talking too long. I just want to put this on the agenda, and the item is called, oh, geez, that's so many things open. The
Hello?
Item is called, like, Program Evaluation Survey. So that's another thing I want to put on the agenda, and I'll leave the rest off for now.
Oh, this is Ivan. Can I
pack up the agenda too much? So I'm done talking. Thank you for listening, and I apologize for going on so long. Who's on?
This is Ivan. This is Ivan.
Go ahead, Ivan.
I just wanted to say that with your initiative, one of the best way to achieve that is to probably have someone develop a computer programming. Where the programmers would actually go on the website and just answer these questions, and then the programming would actually tabulate and do all that. That would be easy, but the hard part is to find someone to write that program for us.
Okay. Well, I just want to put the topic on the agenda, and we can talk to it next month. But I take that as a very agreeable. Do you have any comment about the functionality or the usefulness of doing it? Ivan, any comment on that?
I'm sorry?
Do you have any comment on the usefulness of doing something like that, an objective analysis of the programming?
My only thing about doing these evaluations is that it has to be scientifically sound. And it's almost like you need an outsider to actually do something like that for it to be objective. So that's the only concern that I have, that's all.
Okay, good.
Ken?
Point of information. Can you see a point of information?
Go ahead.
Did I understand you to say that you had sent copies of that, which I think is fantastic and much needed, form to the members on the committee?
Yes, but I didn't send it to you.
Okay, so if you would, I would appreciate it.
Okay. Next on the queue?
Benito.
Benito, anybody else? Okay, ladies and gentlemen, we have 10 minutes to go. Go ahead, Benito.
No, I was just going to comment that I thought that we were getting too deep into the content or substance of the proposal, and that we should probably, leave that for the next time.
I totally agree. Thank you. Anybody else on the queue? Okay, well, I think we've completed our agenda, so I'm just going to review the action items, and without objection, we can bring a close to the meeting. The action items are, all for Ken, I'm going to send that Excel document to Afia. I'm going to send the recovery program to everybody. And I'm going to send an email to all of the members about the regular scheduling of this meeting.
The recovery program.
Those are the action items.
The recovery program, what's that?
Well, you'll get a copy. You'll get an email.
What is it?
It's a plan that was written and approved by management. It was written by the financial.
Oh, yeah, I got you.
Recovery plan.
Uh-huh.
And it's pertinent to our committee because it mentions a bunch of things about programming.
And then this program evaluation survey.
And the program evaluation survey I already sent out to you. And I'll send out in a couple of days or so soon, I'll send out the next agenda for the next meeting and the minutes from this one.
Zach, Lawrence.
Okay.
And
all right, Benito, let's go to Lawrence. Go ahead, Lawrence.
No, if Benito's not finished, let him continue. Did he finish?
Okay.
Well, no, I was just real quick. I was going to ask if we could, if somebody could explain. This is apart from the agenda now. Just as a last item before we close, if somebody could explain what Cyrus and who John is and what do we need to do to contact them in order to make sure that each of us are formally a member of the committee.
Oh, I see. So you want that on next meeting's agenda?
No, I wanted to, if somebody could explain now, and then I was going to ask that something be sent out to folks, either by you or George or somebody, telling people what to do. Because, you know, I was on the committee last year, and I don't know what it is, so I have to assume that other people won't either.
Okay, so let's say we throw that on George's plate. Is that the intent?
Cool with me.
Okay. All right. Lawrence?
Yeah, just in terms of the program surveys or evaluations, you know, Ken, I'm sure you know that that the programmers just went through one at KPFA, or they're still going through it, that Berner sent out. And my only concern is that there hasn't been any listener input, and so I would like that to be part of the to be considered on the agenda as part of the process that our stakeholders and our proprietors be part of the survey, the evaluation process. Because after all, they are really in a better position to judge.
What do you mean by the stakeholders? You mean the listeners?
Right, the listeners, right.
The survey I'm doing is specifically non-subjective. It has nothing to do with the listeners. It's got to do with who did you interview, who did you pay to do it, how many hours were you on the air. We should be able to get that information without going to the listeners. The listeners is a place to go for a survey of what programming do you like, do you think it was in line with the mission statement, is it useful to you?
Well, I think listeners could provide valuable information in regards to, because they're the listeners, in regards to who, how many, and how long are these guests being on the show, and how they continue to get recycled, you know? So, I mean, as a listener myself, you know, I'm able to sort of discriminate and sort of evaluate, you know, what the programmers are putting on the air.
Okay.
So
that will be under the agenda, next item, next meeting.
Okay.
We'll have that on the agenda, discussing this implementation of a programming survey.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay. Okay, so I'm going to call an adjournment to the meeting. Any objections? Okay, the meeting's adjourned. 5 minutes ahead of schedule. Enjoy the rest of the evening, and I'll see you next month.
Good night. Good night, everybody.
Good night.